Olá a todos, sejam bem-vindos ao Marketing Digest, o novo programa da PPM TV que trará todas as semanas os temas mais relevantes no mundo da moda.
Marketing.
Isso. Eu sou o Ricardo.
Eu sou o Diogo e vocês estão no primeiro programa do MD Marketing Digest aqui na PPM TV. É verdade, uma plataforma de agregadora de conteúdos vídeo muito, muito boa. É quase como pornografia do marketing, uma coisa assim. Não sei. É bom, vá, pronto. Ficamos com é bom. Okay. É muito bom, se calhar. E numa nova casa, não é verdade?
É verdade. Eu... Aqui na Happy Brands, a qual agradecemos o convite para estar aqui. Mas para quem não nos conhece, nós vimos de outra casa. Pastéis de Marketing, um podcast sobre marketing com mais de 10 mil downloads e que era gravado nos Pastéis de Belém. E agora estamos aqui a convite da PPM com este novo programa Marketing Digest.
Não é? E nova categoria... E começamos logo com o primeiro episódio, muito bem. Mas antes de chegarmos ao primeiro episódio, há que mencionar qualquer coisa, não é, Ricardo?
A forma como podem subscrever a este novo programa do Marketing Digest. Primeiro de tudo, para quem está a ver no YouTube, pode subscrever aqui em cima, carregando no botão de subscrição. Podem também deixar os vossos comentários, que são sempre apreciados, aqui embaixo nas caixas de comentários. Vamos deixar o pessoal comentar.
Sim. É? Queres que eu deixe? É livre?
Vamos deixar em aberto.
Está bem, está bem. Pronto,
vamos ver como é que isto corre entre nós. Ok? Se a coisa vai calhar muito... Vamos parar,
é,
ok?
Acho que sim.
Podem também fazer like na página do Facebook da APPM, onde também terão publicados todos os episódios de Marketing Digest e outros conteúdos da APPM TV. Podem seguir a conta do Twitter de Marketing Digest. E por último, não menos importante, até mais importante, appm.pt/TV. Aí vai ser o site onde vamos ter todos os conteúdos.
Deixa-me só acrescentar, no iTunes... Também vamos estar em modo podcast, portanto podem ouvir no carro, onde quiserem, e agora com uma boa qualidade de som, coisa que não tínhamos antes.
Pois é.
Vamos embora.
E a PPM TV vão ter acesso a campanhas exclusivas, insights, documentários, campanhas, talks e, por último, não menos importante, o programa Marketing Digest.
Ah, não era pornografia? Pronto.
Não vamos ter para já.
Continua,
portanto, fica. Subscrevam e fiquem atentos às próximas novidades. E é verdade, começamos com o primeiro grande programa.
É isso. Grande entrevista. Fomos ao QSP Summit 2014, um evento do ano sobre marketing em Portugal. Estivemos lá e tivemos não mais do que...
Acesso exclusivo a Bob Phibbs. Para quem não sabe, Bob Phibbs é um especialista em retalho, mas não só. Ele é consultor ou foi consultor de grandes marcas como a Lego, a Omega e a Yamaha. Tem também inúmeras referências em inúmeras publicações, como a Entrepreneur Magazine, New York Times, Wall Street Journal e muitos outros. E não só, não é? Tem também livros publicados.
Sim, tem grandes livros publicados, principalmente de BD. Não é de BD.
Não é de BD.
É
de outras coisas.
É outras coisas, mas a capa é boa. Os livros, só para mencionar, o You Can Compete, o Do It Best Hardware's How to Beat the Big Box e o The Retail Doctor's Guide to Growing Your Business. Muito, muito bom. Ainda não li, mas ele recomendou, pelo menos.
Sim, nós recomendamos também. O Bob é um grande especialista na área do retalho. Teve uma apresentação excepcional, cativou toda a audiência e soube transmitir os seus conteúdos, sobretudo a comparação entre baby boomers e millennials, não é?
É
a grande tendência
que
está aí da forma como tratamos os consumidores. Mas, mais palavras para quê? Vamos ver a entrevista com Bob Phibbs. Nós voltamos a ver num próximo episódio, portanto, até lá.
Tchau.
Cheers.
Olá a todos, estamos aqui no Marketing Digest, na QSP Summit 2014, hoje com o Bob Phibbs, que acabou de fazer a sua apresentação. Bob?
Yes.
Now in English, how was it?
It was great. I love Portugal, I love the people. You know, I was reading in the Wall Street Journal before I came over, it talked about how the shoe companies have all come back. That the EU had said, oh, you got to cut your prices and be cheaper. And they said, no, we're not going to do that. And that's the path to be thinking, is that it isn't about price. We got to do a better job. And I think that's what I like so much about the Portuguese right now. You're doing it.
Good. Great. Good. You talked a lot about millennials. Why?
Because they're guys like you. I have to work with guys like you. But we're not the same. And it doesn't make me better than you. It doesn't make you better. But I just have to understand you're different. And if I just understand that... You guys are much more hopeful, but you're also pretty distracted. You like to connect with your friends here, but the problem is if I'm an employer, you have to connect with my customers. And so if I don't teach that, I'm in trouble. So the audience seemed to really like that.
Good.
I don't like that. Did you like that?
Yeah, I liked it. One of the numbers I really was astonished is the fact that you showed that 85% of the sales are going to be made on brick and mortar.
It's like in the States, we think Amazon is so big and so awful. Amazon is 1% of retail in America. But up here, you're thinking, it must be, what, 50% is online? But it's not. So if we understand that, it's still going to be a people-driven business. And that, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of problems with that. There's a lot of online retailers from around the world that want to get your customer. So you have to be more competitive. But to think that you're going to be saved because you come up with an app or something like this, that's not it. You probably already do a great job with your brand, right? So marketing is great, don't get me wrong, but you have to add to the people so that the people are, the technology is serving the people, not the people serving the technology. You ever see Terminator, Rise of the Machines, Skynet? I think that's what's making it, is these little computers, we're all going into it and we're not even noticing that there's somebody in front of us. You see kids that are under 30. I saw a beautiful woman in Washington, D.C., walking with the earbuds across the thing, looking at her iPad, almost got run over, totally oblivious. And that's interesting, but it's not, because she could die that way, right? So millennials need to understand how to work with guys like me. But guys like me have to understand that you're a lot more hopeful, and you'll say, well, let's try it. And that's really powerful, because we can't afford for both of us to say, no, I'm right, right?
So we're talking about multi-channel opportunities. Biggest opportunity right now at this moment, what would you say?
People. Number one thing is people. You can come up with the greatest marketing promotion. You have the greatest idea. We're going to do this. It's great. And then you bring it into the store. You bring the business. And one girl's like, it's crap. I hate it. And there's no chance your marketing can work. And so what do they end up doing? Firing you, and they have to go through and get another marketing guy. I was at a retail summit, and they were talking about, it was retail marketers. And they said, look at our portfolio. They showed all these beautiful ads, amazing artwork, clever, funny. It was like, great. And then they all said, but look at what we have to do. 20% off this weekend only. Free gift with purchase. And so they're feeling stifled that they aren't being able to do it. So we got to work together and say, it isn't enough that I come up with a great marketing program. How is that going to fit down a millennial employee who says, that's not enough off, I can get it cheaper online, and they pour water on all the hard work you do. And once you understand that, then I think you guys are going to be smarter, because your opportunities are still there, but you have to go down that whole chain better. It's not just enough to say, oh, we got so much share or something. If it doesn't deliver, and having been a former CMO, if you aren't delivering, doesn't matter what the tool is, right? But it's the people are the ones. Just find the way that to make them more comfortable with it. And that's going to be millennials too. You know, Nordstrom in the United States, they had a program where they said, what are we going to do with an iPad that's going to be interesting for store associates? So they came up with an app that you could take a picture of. You try on a sunglass, take a picture of it, then try on another sunglass and put it next to it and see them next to each other. And that was really great, because now the employee has something to talk about. It's fun. It's interesting. Customer feels good. It all works. But imagine if you don't do it. Well, we got iPads. Do we have that in stock? No. It's not fun. It's not fun for you to work at. Not fun for me to buy from. But that's where a lot of retailers are going. Just give an iPad, we'll be fine. It's got to be human, like you guys are smiling right now. You're not even having to. You're just enjoying it. That's the important thing.
We're with you. How we cannot enjoy this?
Man, there's a marketer for you, folks.
There you go. So, Bob.
Yeah, so certainly check out the retail doc, retaildoc.com, or visit my online sales training, salesrx.com, because ultimately the only way you're going to be successful is with people. And the greatest marketing in the world isn't going to be successful unless what? People are involved in it. Thank
Great.
You very much.
Bob, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank Vejam
you.
Mais. App PMTV.
Bob Fett.
E Bob Fett.
The retail Obrigado. Doc.